Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays continues with Attorney Penny Dean here on Bulldog Live, 1-866-823-1077. We'll talk more about some other legislation. Penny, let's get to a caller, shall we?
We shall.
Okay, Rick from Manchester, you're on Bulldog Live.
Hey, Penny, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. If you read my blog, I did point out in that they failed to include a fiscal note on the bill if the cost was such a huge impact.
This blogger being Rick Olson, right?
Correct.
New Hampshire Insider. Okay, I read that this morning.
Thank you, because that's exactly true. How is it that they don't put a fiscal impact on when it would actually contradict what several members of the House are saying? It's going to cost taxpayers money. And I'm like, no, actually, it'll make taxpayers money.
Yeah, and did you notice one other thing, Penny? If you look at that 169.6E, the Superior Court provision of the law, That states specifically in there that the action you seek would be an injunction. Did I understand that correctly?
That's the way I understood it.
Yeah, so I'm confused on the law. How do you not have some prior determination on which to base an injunction if that's what you're seeking?
You know, here's what has happened in the past, is that people elected to go to either district or superior court, and if they lost either party at district or superior court, they appealed directly to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. And
right.
And so the bottom line is you should be able to continue to do this. And when the Grand case came down, it was quite a shock to me, because there's some cases you go, oh, maybe I'm going to win or lose. But when I was in the trial court in Grand, I'm like, this is a no-brainer. I'm going to go and, you know, it's going to be found that they have jurisdiction like they always have. When the Supreme Court said they did not, they only had it for limited issues, I'm like, wait a minute. How is it that every case I've taken to Superior Court, and they've decided, I was stunned.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll get off the phone and let you keep talking. Thank you for that.
Thank you, and thank you for featuring us there, and I appreciate you putting the word out.
Hey, no problem. Take care.
All right, thank you too, Rick, and I'm going to link to that on my Second Amendment Tuesdays page at BrianTilton.com tonight as well. So thanks. Thanks for calling in. All right, Penny, we only have about 4 minutes here to get to burn through what's coming up in the legislature. Let's talk about the Ward Byrd bill.
Absolutely. Both you and I were shocked. I thought we kept up on things, but there is a public hearing today at 3 p.m. in LOB on the Ward Byrd bill. And I think everyone who can attend should. But here's what everybody...
This being House Bill 576.
House Bill 576 by Representative Patton, who has wisely amended it to include making the minimum mandatory of RSA 651-2 Roman numeral 2G to say may, which will allow a trial judge discretion, which is huge.
Which is exactly what the judge was saying in sentencing Ward Byrd. He was saying he wished he had the discretion, but he didn't.
That's exactly right. But here's what's very puzzling to me, and I don't know if it's puzzling to anyone else. I was there for a public hearing on that bill last week, 224, and now we hear it's being reheard, if you will, today. And so I'm a little bit puzzled as to what's happening.
Well, what I'm looking at here, I don't know what 224 is, but House Bill 576 is scheduled to be heard before the House Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. This is relative to the right to brandish a firearm in defense of one's property. That's being held today at 3 o'clock before the House Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, which is in the Legislative Office Building Room 204, which is where I'm going to be this afternoon at 2:30 for the House Bill 524 to fix SB 500. However, and if people are losing their minds with numbers, I'm sorry, but here's the problem. If how can this bill, the Ward Byrd bill, be heard at 3 o'clock when there's going to be a whole bunch of people in there for this fix to SB 500 just a half hour earlier, when that hearing could easily go 2 hours?
Yeah, absolutely. But my point is, the Ward Byrd bill, I can't even talk. The Ward Byrd bill was actually heard last week. I was there.
Okay.
And so, okay.
576 is not Betsy Patton's bill. Her name's not on this.
Oh, crap. I am confused then. That explains it.
This bill permits a person to use deadly force upon another in defense of one's property. The bill also permits a person to display a firearm to warn away a threat to one's property. Representative Panic and Nodder and Ball, you know, are the sponsors of this.
Thank you. Then I've got to pull up the number for the Betsy Patton bill that was heard last Thursday. And why do I think, oh, I bet it's 567.
All right.
Maybe, or was it 567? I'm just looking at these numbers and I'm getting confused because Betsy Patton's bill was heard last Thursday, which was the 24th. And my understanding was that was going to be on the floor today, unless I'm just totally crazy. Which I might be at this point because, like you said, there's at least 30 numbers that we're following, and it's like, holy tamale.
Well, this is the problem when there's like nearly 1,000 pieces of legislation to follow.
Holy crap. You know, but regardless.
And I have just 1 minute. I'm quickly running out of time, and I'm frantically looking under Betsy Patton's entry here on the House website to see which bill that she's got quite a few pieces of legislation, too. Oh, inserting an exception to the criminal threatening statute. Maybe this is it. House Bill 378.
That's exactly right. I apologize. It is not going on the floor tomorrow. That is
person on his or own property and who responds to a trespasser who refuses to leave and displays a firearm or other means of self-defense with the intent to warn away the person making the threat shall not have committed criminal threatening. Okay, very good. So that is House Bill 378, which will be heard.
Ew.
There is a... The public hearing was last week.
Was last Thursday. And
okay,
it does
so
not
you
go on the floor tomorrow. I was mistaken on that one, and I apologize. But there's one more bill.
Nope, I don't have time, Penny. Okay. I must go. People should visit gonh.org for more information or give you a call at 230-9999.
Thank you.